This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Some good news today, as RNIB's See Differently Awards are back. And some even better news, the nominations are now open. And joining me now to tell us everything we need to know is Susanna Scott from RNIB. It is lovely speaking with you today, Susanna.
You too, Paulina, and thank you for having me on the call.
Well, let's start with the basics. What are RNIB's See Differently Awards?
That's a very good question, because this is only the third year that we've been running them. And essentially, the awards are primarily about recognising individuals or organisations that have taken sort of positive action to improve the lives of blind and partially sighted people. So it's very much around that recognition, the celebration of it. It's also about raising awareness of the lived experience of sight loss and the impact that individuals and organisations can have to creating a more inclusive world for people with sight loss. Obviously, from RNIB's perspective as well, it's about raising our profile and platform with our supporters and key stakeholders. But it's really, at its heart, it's about recognising, rewarding and celebrating those individuals that have gone perhaps above and beyond to improve the lives of people living with sight loss in whatever form that is.
What categories are in the awards this year?
So we have seven categories that are open for nominations. Campaigner of the Year, we have Best Content Creator of the Year, Team of the Year, Employer of the Year, Volunteer of the Year. We have a Design for Everyone Award. And this year we have a new category, which is the Eye Care Professional of the Year. So there's seven quite broad categories that you can either nominate yourself or someone that you believe is, perhaps if it's Campaigner of the Year, someone you know who's been tireless in their effort to campaign on a particular issue for you. Or maybe yourself, maybe you believe that you deserve that award. So yeah, there's seven categories. So hopefully that'll be appealing to a lot of your listeners.
And how do we go about putting in our nominations?
Okay, well, that's really simple, actually. You can go to our website. We have a dedicated webpage, the See Differently Awards. And on that page are the seven categories, along with the criteria. So things that you need to think about when you're putting in a nomination. And then each of those categories will have a nomination form attached to it. So you simply click through on the link, takes you through to the nomination page where you can fill in all your sort of criteria. Maybe if you're nominating somebody else, give some information about them. It's also an opportunity if you want to send any additional information in that might support your entry, but it's all there on the website. And or alternatively, you can call our helpline if you'd like a bit more information.
Well, we'll give those details again at the very end. And is there a deadline for getting our nominations in?
Yes, there is. Nominations close on Friday, the 2nd of February at midnight. So they're essentially open for about 4 weeks. Hopefully that will be enough time to have a really good think about someone or a corporate or team that you've worked with that deserves that recognition.
So still a bit of time to get those nominations in. And if someone is shortlisted, let's talk about the big awards ceremony. When is it going to happen this year and what can we expect?
Yeah, so this year we are holding the award ceremony on Tuesday, the 21st of May. It'll be held at a central London hotel that is just off Trafalgar Square. It will be a sort of late afternoon, evening event. So we'll be having a drinks reception whilst everybody arrives. There'll then be a three-course dinner, sit-down dinner, and then we'll do the award ceremony. We are hoping to have about 300-350 people in the room. So it's very much a sort of gala occasion, a big celebration.
And a lovely opportunity to, I think, dress up as well, because I've been to one of the awards and it's lovely. It's nice seeing everyone really showing off their best as well and being recognized. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. And it is a wonderful event. I was there for the March 2022 awards, and you're right, everybody does dress up. It's a great atmosphere. It's really enjoyable. You know, there's that sense of anticipation, but also just that sort of general kind of, this is amazing. These individuals that have been shortlisted are amazing. And it's that anticipation of kind of thinking about who might win that award.
Well, then, if you would like to get someone nominated or nominate yourself, well, you still have time. 2nd of February, Friday, midnight is the deadline. And if you would like to get those nominations in, the website is rnab.org.uk. You'll be able to find the RNAB's See Differently Awards page there. And also, you can contact the RNAB helpline. The number is 0303 123 9999. Well, Susanna Scott, Brand Projects Lead from RNAB, thank you so much for speaking on RNAB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. And just a big shout out to say, please do send your nominations in.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.